discovery of early ruins right next door would present no insurmountable theoretical problem. The possibility that alien presence somehow intervened, even hundreds of thousands of years ago, on this planet, raises some very interesting problems. It was with some trepidation that to the international community during our UN briefing, we presented the first provable, hard, numerical evidence of precisely such an alien intervention.
This is that brand new second hand from back in the day, you heard? Head still ain't even ready.
And as I began looking at some references and books and talking to colleagues who were sketched on by Shannon, our early artist in the team, we both realized that this image was somehow trying to tell something fine. Now, that is totally unscientific. I wouldn't even bring it up, except that gut feeling, that haunting thing, turned out to have an exquisite, almost excruciating confirmation in the years that have subsequently followed. Because the biggest version of that earlier thing is, of course, this. This is the Sphinx, the largest statue, you know, created by the human race here on planet Earth. 240 some feet long and 66 maybe feet high. The combination of the man lion. In Arabic, it's called Abu Hur, I believe, which means father of terror. And no one has given me a satisfactory explanation of why it is called father of terror in Arabic. In the more ancient indigenous Egyptian language, it was called the Ark Ur. And that is really interesting because if we probe into the etymology, Ark Ur meant the end of the beginning connected to the beginning of the end, almost like a cycle, like an endpoint, like a constant process, as if it represents the end of something and the beginning of something else.